Fish and game biologist Laverne Beyer was dispatched along with trapper Uriah Strong on Monday to free the cub. Beyer picks up the story from there.
This bear found a cave. Well, the more noise it went on, the bear got deeper and deeper into the cave. So all I could really see was the bottom of the bear's foot because it was back in this dark cave, right? And here this full plane is kind of taxiing around, making lots of racket.
In order for Beyer to immobilize the bear, he had to literally take a shot in the dark.
He was not tangled up, not at all. He was just back deep in this black hole. So anyway, my first dart, you know, I shot in there. And I wasn't really, you know, because it was just a black hole, shoot. And it didn't come flying out. And so I started to mix up a second, prepare another second dart. And I told Uriah, okay, you just watch to see if he gets limp or the limb gets limp.
The second shot did the trick. And with the cub immobile, Beyer freed its foot, tagged its ear, and took some hair and tissue samples. The whole operation took about 2 hours. Beyer says this particular cub was probably just combing the beach looking for food. It's possible, given its young age, that it didn't know how to den up or had been abandoned by its mother. But Beyer says it's all speculation as to why this particular bear wasn't hibernating.
We generally figure that by the 8th of November, somewhere around there, the last days, the first week of November, that 99.9% of the bears are denned up. But it's not hard and fast. It's not like, you know, those swallows returning to Capistrano.
Beyer and Strong didn't stick around to see what the bear did next. The likeliest scenario is that he woke up and went on his way. Beyer says the only way to know for sure what the bear does is to wait until Strong checks his traps again. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.